Welcome back to Radio Faces Extra. I'm John McClain from the Chronicle, Crime.com, and Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Chester Pitts, Seth Payne, Ted Johnson, all from Sports Radio 610, all of whom played a long time in the NFL. We are looking ahead at these young Texans, the Texans of tomorrow. And let's start with Seth. Give me a couple of young guys who impressed you.
Along that defensive front, and I include the outside linebackers in the defensive front because in passing situations, those guys are basically defensive ends. I look at Jared Crick and I look at Whitney Mercilus. Those are two guys that made big strides this year. Whitney Mercilus didn't quite give us what we were hoping he'd give us, but he didn't really play a lot until about midway through the season. I see him as a guy, what impresses me about him is that for sort of a tall, lanky guy, when he comes inside, he gets pretty physical with the guards and centers. That's a lot like Clay Matthews. Exactly. So you hope he develops into something really special next year. Jared Crick had injuries during training camp. This is a guy that at one time was considered a first-round pick when he was at Nebraska. He had injury issues, came in this year, had some injuries during camp. But he got it together, started playing a lot towards the end of the season, and looked like a good, solid, classic 3-4 type of defensive lineman, a guy that can play the run like we talked about with J.J. Watt, but also rush the passer. So those are my two guys.
The guys like Mercilus who don't play much in college, you know, those guys should develop most when going into the second year?
Going into the second season. And, you know, you always have to caution yourself with pass rushers. A lot of outside linebackers come in, defensive ends. They'll get a bunch of sacks their rookie year, but it's because they weren't really paying attention to what they were supposed to do. Mercilus is really conscientious, and he's worried about his responsibilities. Sometimes those guys develop a little more slowly, and you hope that it's a nice, steady progress instead of some of these guys that have a great first year and then an Ndamukong Suh-like second years. Whitney Mercilus is going to be nice and steady.
Ted?
Yeah, I'm going to take the two rookie receivers. I thought Devere Posey, you know, he's coming off an Achilles. That's going to be tough. Who knows when he'll be back. But they were getting him more involved. He was making plays. You could see he was excited. He was, you know, kind of who was going to stand up? Who was going to, you know, claim that number two receiver spot? It seemed like he was going there. And I thought Keyshawn Martin, honestly, I saw him in preseason. I thought, man, this guy's going to be a dynamic player. They're going to get him involved. They didn't get him involved more in the passing attack like I thought. But you know what? Fielding those punts, that's a hard job to do for a rookie to field punts like that. You know, he had a 12-yard average, which was very, very good in the NFL. I look at those two guys moving forward as bright spots for this team.
Chester.
For me, easy. Where am I going to start? The big guys up front. Yeah. You know I love the offensive linemen. Brandon Brooks, Ben Jones. We'll start with Brandon Brooks first. You talk about just a physical specimen. The guy is big. The guy is strong. The guy is athletic, mobile. He has great hips. And when I talk about great hips, I talk about that first step being backside able to take one step, dive, and cut a guy and get him on the ground. But you also need those hips when you have a 350-pound man coming down to barrel through you and run you over. You're not going to stop them with a punch. You stop those guys with your hips. We'll jump over to Ben Jones, rookie of the year. He got the rookie of the year on the team because he found a way to come in, compete, and take over the right guard position for a smaller size guy. This guy's only played center. He is a center, but he found a way to get in there and play right guard. People don't know, right guard in this league, in this NFL, you have normally the best, strongest, most physical pass rushing inside guy that you have to contend with and you have to deal with. Most offensive lines turn left, and when I say turn left, they slide left, where the center, left guard, left tackle are usually working together in concert against one, you know, one tackle and one end. So it's normally a 3-on-2 one way and 1-on-1s on the other side of the line. The right guard ends up being on the island 1-on-1 and pass rush the most often. So for him to come in and play as well as he did, huge testament to him, great upside in that kid.
It's amazing because those were not the guys they wanted to play. It was going to be Rashad Butler at tackle. It was going to be Antoine Caldwell at guard. These guys were going to watch and learn. Derek Newton, they didn't think they were going to have to play him. They did. What's your evaluation of Newton?
Derek Newton, big, strong, physical guy, but I would like to see better control and better movement in his hips. He needs to sit his butt down. That's what gets him in trouble.
He gets too high.
Exactly. He gets way too high. When he played in college, he could out-physical, out-muscle, and out-strong everybody. This is the NFL, son. Everybody can play and everybody's strong.
That's what I've said about him. He has a great athletic ability to recover from bad positions, but let's just work on not getting in those bad positions.
Who are you to, you
know, that's the next step.
You know how many times I've heard offensive line coach say that exact phrase. Great recovery. How about you don't recover and just do it right the first time, son? Yeah.
My old coach, Bill Parcells, always said, look, 3 years. Give a guy 3 years. If he hasn't figured it out after 3 years, he probably won't figure it out. He's going into his third year. We'll see how it goes.
And that's why the average lifespan of an NFL player is 3 years.
Yeah,
it's not because of injuries. It's because after 3 years, they quit on you. Yeah, it's up to the CFL
for you.
If you
can't figure it out then, you'll never get it.